You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This week, an attack on the Freedom Flotilla boat, the Conscience, was launched while it was off the coast of Malta. The Conscience was loaded with life-saving humanitarian aid for Gaza before being disabled. The Palestine Solidarity Network Aotearoa has said that the attack, which happened in international waters, was a thoroughly predictable war crime committed by an out-of-control Israel, and shows that Israel's genocide strategy has now gone global. To talk about this, as well as how the New Zealand government should respond, I spoke with John Minto, National Co-Chair of the Palestine Solidarity Network Aotearoa. Could you explain why this attack in particular is so significant?
Well, I think it's so significant for a couple of reasons. Firstly, because it shows that Israel is absolutely determined that it is going to prevent humanitarian aid getting into Gaza, and the only aid that will get in will be on Israel's terms. And there will be no outside efforts to break the starvation which is occurring in Gaza unless it's done by Israel itself. And secondly, I think that Israel has, by launching this attack, you know, a very long way away from its own shores in international waters, shows Israel is prepared to take its attacks on humanitarian workers because it's able to do so with impunity. No one in the world, no Western country has criticised Israel for this. Israel gets away with it because it's always given a free pass. And it's Western governments, and New Zealand's government is one of them, who are responsible for this. So those two reasons, I think, why it is so important that the world condemns what Israel's doing.
And like you said, the attack happened in international waters. Could you just explain some of the implications of that?
Well, an attack in international waters is one which is a war crime, and of course Israel hasn't claimed responsibility for it, but everybody knows it's Israel which has done this, disabled this vessel. They have attacked boats like this in international waters before, and I think it puts into perspective when you look at what Israel and the US have done when the Ansar Allah group in Yemen have attacked Israeli-linked shipping. So as soon as they attacked Israeli-linked shipping, the Americans and the Israelis started bombing the country of Yemen. You know, so attacks on ships in international waters are regarded very seriously by countries like New Zealand, except when that attack is done by Israel. When the attacks are done by Israel, they're always excused or explained or, you know, again, Israel is given impunity for attacks like this by Western countries.
And you've stated that the attack was a war crime and spoken about how it's attached to Israel's broader starvation strategy. Could you elaborate on this starvation strategy?
Well, Israel embarked on this starvation strategy on the 2nd of March. So we're into our third month where they have put a complete blockade on Gaza, food, water, medical supplies and fuel. And what they're wanting to do, their aim is to ethnically cleanse Gaza. And the next stage in doing that is to force all of the Palestinians to the south of Gaza into one small area which will become one single massive refugee camp. And the rest of Gaza will be cleared for Israeli settlements. So that is the next stage of their plan. They would like to expel Palestinians completely into either Egypt or to some other country, but no other country at the moment is playing ball with them. So they will relocate all the Palestinians to the south. And the way they can do that is by simply restricting all humanitarian supplies except to the south of Gaza. In other words, to force people to move to a tiny area in the south of Gaza, which will become a massive refugee camp, get food. So that's a way of shifting the population around. And Israel's made that absolutely clear in the last few days that that's the strategy they're working with.
Would you say that this attack specifically on the Conscience was more than just being a part of the Israel-Gaza conflict and sends a message to Western governments such as New Zealand?
Yes, it does. I mean, Israel wants to tell the world that don't you dare interfere with Gaza. The Palestinian population is a population that we control, that we will treat in any way we want to. Don't you dare try and provide any breach of our blockade. And of course, this is what the Conscience was doing, and what other boats and freedom flotillas in the past have done. They have tried to breach the blockade which Israel has around Gaza, and each time Israel has attacked the ships, boarded them, taken the supplies themselves, and deported the people who've been on those boats. And in one case, the Mavi Marmara, they attacked the boat and killed 10 of the people on the boat when they launched their attack at night on that ship. So we're looking at a country which is given absolute impunity by Western countries. New Zealand has never criticised any actions that Israel has taken in the last 18 months of genocide. You will never hear our foreign minister used the word condemnation towards Israel, while at the same time our government condemns every single act of Palestinian resistance. So that's part of the broader picture, you know, Western countries giving impunity to Israel. That's the only reason Israel does what it does, because it knows it can get away with it.
And if Western governments such as New Zealand choose not to condemn this kind of attack, do you believe we'll see similar attacks continue to happen? And will it become a significant part of Israel's war strategy?
Well, I think it has been part of Israel's war strategy for a long time. They've gone well outside their borders to attack countries and to attack groups and to attack individuals, attack and assassinate individuals. Israel's been doing this for really 77 years, since 1948. It's a country which is out of control. It's a rogue country. It is a deeply racist country. It is a genocidal country. And its attitude towards Palestinians, its actions towards them, have generated enormous tension within the Middle East and enormous conflicts which have cost hundreds of thousands of lives over that 77-year period. And Palestinians have paid the price for this Israeli brutality, which is backed up by Western impunity given by countries like New Zealand.
And why do you think Foreign Minister Winston Peters has, up to this point, refused to comment on the situation?
I think he's refused to comment because he does not want to cross anything the US is doing. I think for Winston Peters, Palestinians can easily be sacrificed, provided New Zealand stays on side with Donald Trump's regime in America. That's basically the bottom line. He doesn't care about Palestinian refugees. He'll issue occasionally sort of bluff and bluster comments about how terrible the situation is, but he will never, ever condemn Israel for the massive war crimes which it's committing in Gaza in front of the whole world. I've never known a time in my life when the New Zealand government has refused to condemn a genocide which is happening in any part of the world. But, you know, for Winston Peters, Palestinians are expendable. For humanity, they are not.
What do you think New Zealanders are looking for the government to do when they see attacks such as this one?
Well, I think New Zealanders have shown in through public opinion polls and through their activism for Palestine that they are strongly in support of the Palestinian people. A poll taken last year indicated that of the people who gave an opinion, almost two-thirds were saying the government should sanction Israel and it should recognise the state of Palestine. You know, in other words, ordinary New Zealanders, are very strongly supporting Palestine. They want the government to act, but the government, all it's doing is making these bluff and bluster comments about how terrible the situation is without doing anything to challenge what Israel is doing or what the US is planning for Gaza or for Palestine as a whole.
And that was John Minto on why New Zealand, as well as other Western governments, should condemn the war crimes of Israel following the attack on the Conscience off the coast of Malta.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.